Good morning. This is Morning Edition. It is 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. Last week's rampage at the U.S. Capitol by supporters of President Trump was a horrifying sight for former Secret Service leader Mike White. The former director of the President Protective Division has accompanied Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and other chief commanders on their visits there. White spoke with WHYY's Chris Barish about the security debacle and Joe Biden's upcoming inauguration on the same grounds.
Now a security executive in Chicago, White says he was flabbergasted that the marauders were able to bull their way past police and invade what Biden called the Citadel of Liberty. White called it a complete and utter failure of preparation.
I really wish that we would have seen some stronger perimeters so that this could not occur. That really bothered me that this was allowed to occur, that the Capitol building shouldn't be something that is able to be so easily breached.
A large rowdy crowd had been expected for Trump's nearby Save America rally, so White says local and federal authorities should have been ready.
It's a joint effort. Intelligence operations should have been proactive. I'm not saying they weren't, but it didn't appear they were.
White says the January 20th inauguration will be another story altogether. He said the police, FBI, Secret Service, and military have spent months planning for a safe transition of power.
There's a plan of how to set the security up, how to prevent things, as well as how to react to anything that's unexpected. And that could involve everything from, you know, large crowds and riot control to an aircraft that enters airspace that they're not allowed to be in. So for Inauguration Day, I think we're going to be in much better shape.
Biden says he's not concerned about his safety when he takes the oath. And Trump said today he's not going to attend. For WHYY News, Chris Barish.